Preparations are going fantastically well. We're on ball. All the little parts of our jigsaw are coming together. We're on track.
Still time for teams, etc., to take part and register?
Yes, although there are 60 teams already registered, there is still space for more. Cyril, who's our logistics guy, and Connor, his sidekick, they have been up at the ATU. Lots of space for more teams. So if you go onto the website, Relay for Life Sligo, you'll get information there how to register.
Give us a brief outline, Monica, of the event itself. It's the first for Sligo, but of course we do know it's been taking place in other parts of the country, most notably in Donegal for the last couple of years, a hugely successful event in Donegal.
Yes, it's Donegal, I think it's the 14th year they did last year, and they did a fantastic event. We've really kind of used their event as a blueprint for us, because they have it down to a fine art. They know exactly what they're doing, and they're doing their check presentation on the 9th, and I think it's going to be a nice figure that they'll have collected for the Relay for Life.
So talk us through the event itself. It begins on Saturday, I understand.
Yeah, Saturday the 13th of September, officially being launched at 3 o'clock, but we are encouraging teams to come up around 12 o'clock, start getting registers, get their gazebos and everything into the area. We're inviting the general public who may not have registered a team, very, very welcome to come. And especially if there are any cancer survivors or anybody going through cancer treatment at present, they're so welcome to come and join the opening lap, which is the Cancer Survivors Lap. We will have a specific registration area designated for them. They'll be included. There's a survivor's lunch. The cancer survivors are really going to get a nice little bit of kind of an extra bit of special treatment on the day. So we'd encourage everybody to please come. And then we also have our Candle of Hope ceremony, which is going to be at dusk on the evening. It's going to be an absolutely really empathetic ceremony, and we're selling candles online for that. Again, if you go on to Relay for Life, you'll be able to buy candles of hope that come for that. They'll be dotted around the course, and we have a very, very special luminaire ceremony. It's been emceed by Austin, your very own Austin O'Callaghan, and we have some very special singers to name, especially the Cancer Survivor Choirs are going to be joined on stage by our very own local ambassador, and then we have Sandy Kelly to finish off the night.